Service 63.
Mishnah says here in Meres Mukasaitzani, the who I mer loiki elo drusas isha. So the machlekes in between the ish and the isha is, she's a for sure, everyone is masking that pisro pasuach. Everyone is masking that pisro pasuach. She says Mukasaitzani, and he says drusas ish. And of them is Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. This is what we learned yesterday. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Arei Neemenes. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yanu Mipi Anu Chaim Ela Arei Ze Becheskas Sheidrus Asish. So we mentioned yesterday, and I want just B'Ktzorot to say the Shittes Midem Mika Ois Chashbin, that the Rishonim asked the Kashe, what is the Neemenes of Rabbi Gamliel? Lema'isa Lekule Alme Pischa Pasuach. There's no Cheskas Aguf. Pischa Pasuach. She's Moedin at Pischa Pasuach. She claims that Mukasaitz. He says, you're drusasish. Rabbi Gamliel says she's ne'emenes. Why she's ne'emenes? So we mentioned, and in the Rishonim, we have be'etzem fashid in the Mahalchim. We could have learned Lemanda Omar Bori Veshem or Bori Odif, the Tamtis Asugi from Yud Beis, she's ne'emenes, midin Bori Veshem or Bori Odif. We have to remember Alamo, Lemanda Omar Bori Veshem or Bori Odif, it's glad. Rabbi Gamliel holds Bori Veshem or Bori Adif. She says I'm a Mukasaitz. He says Drushasish. Bori Veshem or Bori Adif. And if this man the Omar, it's glad. The man the Omar Bori Veshem or Lav Bori Adif. So the Gemara asked the Kash and Yud Beis, "Sis what is the pshat in Rabbi Gamliel?" So of them the Gemara answered, "Sido amigu." But we said if Rabbi Yochanan and our sugya, the migu doesn't stim. So the Gemara second time, "Sido chazoke cheskas aguf." And the kash of the Rishonim was the Ramban and after Zion, Cheskes Aguf was a teretz and after Yud Beis and Mud Beis. That the Gemara said, she says, Misharastani Ne'enasti, it happened after the Chasene, so the Cheskes Aguf says, Vosh Peter, the latest that it happened. But here we're talking that she's made it that it happened before. There's no argument on what and when it happened. The Shaila, what happened? A Mukas Eitz happened? Or Drusasish? There's no Cheskes Aguf. Cheskes Aguf is if the mum happened before the chasana or after the chasana. The mikveh is chasar before or after. Cheskes Aguf, chazok in the meikore. Here for sure when it happened, before the chasana. What happened, of them is no Cheskes Aguf. This was the kash of the Rishonim. So again, Levanda Omar Bori Odif, it's glad. Rabbi Gamliel holds Bori Odif. This is the one Hezbeh. Levanda Omar Lav Bori Odif, if we would hold from a migu, she could have said, Mekaseit Tzachtecho. But the Gemara explained that even Rabbi Yechanan is no migu. Because anyway, Mosai, I don't want to go into the Cheshbonos, is no Migo Alib Rabbi Gamliel. So what is the Teretz? So the Friedrich is Sugi, the Teretz was Chazoke. But by us is no Chazoke. So the Ramban had two Tirutzim. It's very wichtig to remember the Tirutzim. The first Teretz Zog the Ramban, she has a Migo. What Migo she has? If she would say, Misha Arastani Ne'enasti, she would be Ne'emon Mitzal Cheskes Aguf. So now that she says Mukaseis before the Chasana, she's Neman b'migu, she could have said Misharastani Ne'enasti. So she has a migu. So you're right, and our sugi is no chazoke. Only Misharastani Ne'enasti is a chazoke. But she has a migu. She could have said Misharastani Ne'enasti. She could have said, instead of answering Mishnah Yud Gimel, she would answer the same teretz of Mishnah Yud Beis. And then Mishnah Yud Beis, she's Neman b'zal Cheskes Aguf. Cheskes Aguf says it happened later. So she would be Neman. So believe her, b'migu, she could have said, the mission of Yud Beis, the man, she's Neman. This is the teretz of the Ramban, but we'll see a very shvera teretz. But Alpona, the glad teretz, she has a migu. Misharastani Ne'enasti, she's Neman b'chazoke. But she has a migu, she could have said, Misharastani Ne'enasti. This is the Ramban's teretz. Noch a teretz of the Ramban. She has a chazoke. She has a cheskes aguf. We asked how she has a cheskes aguf. So we explain, other, the Metzias of Mukaseitz in Be'ula, it's like two different Metziasim. Other, we said from the Shmaise, that is a Chazoke Shelo Yis'avit B'maise Znus. Other, we said from the Besalevi, she was born with Cheskes Mosaim, she has a Chazoke. I don't want to go into the Protim, but the second Teretz of the Ramban, she has a Cheskes Aguf. She has a Cheskes Aguf. What is a Cheskes Aguf? That she's a Mukaseitz, and she's not a Drusasish. She has a chazaka. Why? We said other the mukaseis is a bissel anders, other tivosam mosayim, other lo yisavit b'maise. I just want to add in this teretz that the Muki Yosef here says the teretz even starker. The Muki Yosef says cheskoso sheipsula. Cheskoso sheipsula. As I zogt, cheskoso sheipsula. As a chazaka that she's a psula. Hi, how she has a chazaka? She's a psula. She's moida. She's mukaseis. The Teretz is, and the Muki Yosef himself says in Daf Yud Aleph, and Daf Tes, that Mukas Eitz Pischo Sosu. So she has a chazoke, that she's not Pischo Pesuach. We learn Mukas Eitz Pischo Pesuach. But the Muki Yosef, Tes Daf Tes, brings that the Muki Yosef Shita is, that Mukas Eitz Pischo Pesuach, Pischo Sosu. So again, so we have a kasha, why she's Nemon? One Teretz is, Bori Veshemo. Second Teretz is, she has a Migum Sherastani Ne'enasti. The third Teretz is, she has a Cheska Saguf. How she has a cheska saguf? We have different terutim how she has a cheska saguf. We have different terutim how she has a cheska saguf. Other the betzias is different, other pischa sosum, other cheska sosum, she has a cheska saguf. The fourth teretz was the Ran shite. The Ran says she has a cheska tzadeket shebnois Yisroel eino mezanes. She has a chazok shebnois Yisroel eino mezanes. So we have a chazok she's not mezanes. Cheskes bnei Yisrael ain't no mezanas. So the mele mistomes she was not a drusas ish. We asked the kasha from the Bisalevi, bnei Yisrael ain't no mezanas. Maybe it happened be'oines before the chasana. We said roiv oines yesh lahem koil. Mistomes it didn't happen be'oines and berotzen mistomes it didn't happen because bnei Yisrael ain't no mezanas. The mele she has a chazaka she's a mukaseis. So these are the four terutzim. I wanted to be close because we have to ois cheshbon the Gemara with these four terutzim. So again, the first teretz is Bori v'shem or Bori Yodif. This is the pshat in our Mishneh take. Leman the Omar lav Bori Yodif. It's hard to arrange that our Mishneh. It's one pshat. Other a pshat in the Mishneh, she has a migu. She could have said misharastani ne'enasti. Other she has a cheske saguf take. Other the four teretz is she doesn't have a cheske saguf. She pischa pesuach. She's a mukas eitz. But she doesn't have a cheska saguf, but she has a chazok of Bnei Yisrael ain't a mezanes. She has a chazok of Bnei Yisrael ain't a mezanes. So mistama she was not mezanes. It only helps on rotzen and oynes. Zok the Bisalevi she has a koil. What is an afkamina in between the middle teretz and the last teretz? The first teretz says she has a cheska saguf. Mistama she's a psula. The last teretz says she doesn't have a cheska saguf, but she has a cheska tzadekus. Mistama she was not mezanes. The oynes, we know, the roiv says she was not mezana berotzen. Memele, we say that chazok avnuya mikoyach roiv. Aye, she was berotzen. Chazkaskasher says she was not mezana berotzen. Memele, we assume mistome what happened. Mistome is a mukaseit. These are the four shittas that we mentioned in the Gemara. So I want to feed them to learn the next chelik of the Gemara. Let me learn the last chelik of the Gemara. Then we'll go back to the Ramban. Frag the Gemara, the last four lines in the Gemara. Ela le Rabbi Yochanan tarti lomoli. Why we need also a Mishnah in Yud Beis and also a Mishnah in Yud Gimel? And both Mishnayos, she wants a money because Kotzum Cheskes Psula v'Nimtzes Beulo Ksuvos a money, and he doesn't want to give her garnish. He tainis Mekach Toes. Again, she wants Mosayim. Sorry, she wants Mosayim. She says, and Yud Beis and Yud Beis, she says Mishar Astani Ne'enasti. And Yud Gimel, she says, Mukaseitani, she wants more sign. And he says, no. Koyim sha'arastich drusas ish ksuvosom money. Why the Mishnah has to repeat herself, Yud Beis and Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel? Why we have to have two Mishnayos? This is the kash of the Gemara. Let me send the Gemara inside. Ela le Rabbi Yechonon, tarti lomoli. Why is the Mishnah in Yud Beis and the Mishnah in Yud Gimel? Zog the Gemara, chode lo idiach o koicho de Rabban Gamliel, vechode lo idiach o koicho de Rabbi Yeshua. Now, let me send the Gemara inside. Kamaisa lo idiach o koicho de Rabbi Yeshua. The afal gav the ike le meimar migu. And the first Mishnah you have a migu. She could have said mukaseitz. She said misharastani ne'enasti. Afilo ochi, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her. Lo imehemne. Basraise lo idiach o koicho de Rabban Gamliel. The afal gav the leke le meimar migu mehemne. Now, let me trach it zusammen. How we arrange that's not the Gemara. The Gemara says, what is the chiddush? And the first Mishnah is a migu. Even so, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe. And the second Mishnah, it's no migu. And even so, Rabbi Gamliel believes. Lo mitrachen abisul how we arrangez this gemara. See l'shenis Rashi. Elo l'Rabbi Yechon amar konza becheskes psula v'nintzes beula. Yesh lo ksuvos amana. Im ken ma'im mekachtois diktoni amosayim. Aval mana yesh lo. Lo mana limit meklal lehu. Ila ashminu plukten Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua bebori b'shemo. V'uki momayin becheskes more. Lid nechod elafugim ram barchome. V'la ashminu pluktayu. I don't need two mishnayes. So the gemara, the first one, the ikim meger. The boy amar mukaseitz. Das reise lecken migul rab yechonon. Da muk im asisen krab mer da muk tsayts, shlo hik box was ma sein, lecken shu migu. Mal yo mer es muk tsayts ani tachtecho, mal yo mer mi kor. So bodig mor sets. I have two mishnayos. Yud beis mut beis in yud gimel. Why I need two mishnayos? Cuz the mishnah yud beis mut beis she has a migu. Lo yedi ach kor rab yeshua that even with migu she's not believed. What is the chiddush in yud gimel? It's no migu. It's no migu in yud gimel. And even so, she's believed, Rabbi Rabbi Gamliel. So Yud Beis is Ashmin and Koichad Rabbi Yeshua that she's not believed even with a migu. And Yud Gimel a Chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel that she's believed even without a migu. I want to ask you a shayla. Lama gain pamelach do? This is based on the tamtis of the sugya. Farm we can gain vayter. I don't understand. The first mishnah she has a migu. Why she's believed in our mishnah? Why she's believed in our mishnah? So different reasons why she's believed in our mishnah. We said one teretz, bori b'shemo. One teretz, she has cheskes aguf. She has cheskes tzadeikes. We mentioned yesterday, she has a teisves, roiv noshi mukaseitz. Lo mitrach. If in our sugi she has a cheskes aguf, the cheskes aguf says that mistomish is not a mukaseitz. So what do you mean? Our mishnah you name it without a migu? But she has a chazaki by us. You're telling me in this mishnah she has a migu. In this Mishnah, she has a chazaka. So what is the rivusa? I'm telling you a rivusa. If I would know only Yud Beis, she has a migu. Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua, even so she's not believed. What is the chiddush in Yud Gimel? Even there is no migu, she's believed that Libud Rabbi Gamliel. Say there is no migu, but she has Epes Androsh. There's no migu, but she has a chazaka to Messiah. What? She has a chazaka. So I want to go to say. So let the Gemara to mention Epes. I would say like this. I would say Fakert. If I would be the Gemara, I would start putting Fakert. If I would say on Yud Gimel, I would think the Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua that even with chazaka it doesn't work. The Chiddush of Yud Gimel, even there is no chazaka, it works. Here we have a chazaka. So let me get to say. Lefi Rashi is a mashmoes. Rashi learns that is no cheskes aguf by us. And Einech Anami, the chiddush of the second Mishnah is that bori v'shemo bori odif. Alibe de Rabbi Yochanan, the machlekes Rabbi Gamliel v'Rabbi Yeshua is not bori b'tziruv chazoke. It's only a machlekes of bori v'shemo bori odif. You write in the first Mishnah, maybe the Ne'emonis is bori plus migu. But in the second Mishnah, the machlekes is not bori plus migu. Just them. Bori v'shem, bori odif. Where we see it in Rashi? Look in Rashi, Dibur HaMasril, Elo l'Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi says, Elo l'Rabbi Yochanan, v'ashmi'in el pluktayu d'Rabbi Gliel v'Rabbi Yeshua, bebori v'shemo. So Rashi klor, the machlekes is, bori v'shemo. Not like Rashi, in Yudbeis and Mudbeis in the Mishneh, kusal kedai toch de pligi bebori v'shemo. So you could, if you want to learn that in our Gemara is no chazoke, the Gemara is glat, kemin choymer. Gemara is glat. The Gemara says like this, from the first Mishnah, it's bori b'tziruf migu. And our Mishnah, lefi Rabbi Yechonon Taki, is bori without a migu, without a chazoke, and the chiddush is of Rabbi Gamliel, that bori v'shem, or bori odi. So the man Omar, that, and maybe this will be the mokor, that Rashi learns that the Gemara later on in Sugis learns the Machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and Rashi is a lot of Mashmois that it's a Zaitik and Machlekes of Bori Veshem and Bori Odif, because the Fi Rabbi Yechanan is no Migu here, is no Chazaki here, Kipshutoi. So Rashi, the Machlekes, this is the Loshon HaGemara, if I would say the first one is a Migu. But in the second one is no Migu. Ein Chazaki is no Chazaki. This is one way to learn the Gemara, Libet Rashi. Lefi this man the Omar, it's only Bori v'Shemo. And Rashi says, "Klo, pluktayu be Bori v'Shemo." if we don't want to learn like that, Zog Geveld about the Batish Teretz. And the first sugya is Migumit Chazoket. She also has a Chazoket Saguf, and she also has Migu. By us, it's only Chazoket. The Gemara misses out. If the Tonic, both of them have Chazoket. But the Gemara means, if I would say only Yud Beis has a Migu plus a Chazoket. Masha'enkin by us, it's only a Chazoket. So maybe Migu with Chazoket helps. So the Chiddush of Yud Beis and Mud Beis is that Migu with Chazoket, even so Rabbi Yeshua doesn't go by some Migu with Chazoket. Masha'enkin by us, that it's only Chazoket and it's no Migu. Salkedaito Rabbi Gamliel doesn't hold Bor Yodif. Komash Malon, that Bor Yodif. And the Lomdus is, Migu is Messiah to the Taina. So Migu with Chazoket. By us, it's only Chazoket. But why the Gemara doesn't mention the Chazoket? Because both of them have a Chazoket. This is the second Eitzah to learn the Gemara. But here, I want to come to the Kasha. To end for this, at the home of Islam Kishlan, to end for the Shire. I will tell the Kasha. Reg the world, lefi the Ramban, this Gemara is nicht emes. Here is a Migu. Aval by us is no Migu. The Ramban asked, why she's Nemon? Zog the Ramban, she has a Migu, she could have said, Misharastani Nenasti. So by us is also a Migu. The Ramban took the Zayin. We saw yesterday. Frank the Ramban, why you believed in our Mishnah? It's no Chazoket. Because she's Mukaseit. Zogah, but she has a Migu, she could have said, Misharastani Nenasti. So she has a Migu by us. So what's with the Ramban? She has a Migu, she could have said, Misharastani Nenasti. We started this sugya. Why she's believed? One pshat, Bori v'shemo. Lefi that, we said this with the Gemara means take. The Chiddush by us, Bori v'shemo. The other pshat is a Chazoket by us. So why the Gemara didn't mention? The Gemara means, here's the Migu plus Chazoket, here is only Chazoket. But I don't know, Chazoket is less from a Migu. Say that. But Lefi the Ramban asked why she's believed in our sugya. And what's the Lashon for the Ramban? She has a Migu, she could have said, Misharastani Nenasti. So why she's believed Lefi Rabban Gamliel? Bori Betzir of Migu. You read the Gemara. Omar Loch Rabban Gamliel. Av kan loiko Omar Rabban Gamliel de ike Migu. Aval hoche leke Migu. What?
Because he said it's
Chazoket. Once again, it's a stamakash in the Gemara. It's a stamakash in the Gemara. Stamakash. The Gemara says, here is no Migu, here is a Migu, here is no Migu. The Ramban himself asks, why she's never in our Mishnah? It's no Chazoket. And Rabbi Gamliel with a Bori alein cannot work. Zog the Ramban knows the problem. She has a Migu. She could have said Yud Beis. So what luchu has to be the teretz? It's a very shveri kasha. Mamash a shveri kasha. What could be the teretz? What could be the teretz? So you could say like this. That enechanam. Avad, the Gemara learns now, if you are girsa at least, maybe the Rabban had a different girsa, but I don't know how he was goyres. Here is a chazoket, maybe fakert. Here is a chazoket, here is a migu. Maybe his girsa was fakert. Here is a chazoket. She has a chazoket saguf. Maybe only there. But by us, there is a migu. Maybe it's not enough. Maybe he had a girsa fakert. And that Yud Beis is cheskes aguf, but there's no migu. But maybe the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua, mashenken by us, there's a migu. It's not a chazoket. But to change the girsa of the Gemara, without no one changing the girsa of the Gemara, the pele is mamish a pele atzuma. The Ramban asks, she's not Nemon. Bori alein doesn't work. Zog the Ramban, she has a migu. Zog the Gemara by us, she doesn't have a migu. The Teretz is very pashut. Why she has a migu by us? Why she has a migu by us? She could have said Misharastani Ne'enasti. And why she's believed when she says Misharastani Ne'enasti? What? Why would she say? One of the two. Other Chazoke, other migu. If you say she's Nemo because of Chazoke, so it's not the same kind of migu that the migu in that Yud Beis has. And Yud Beis, when she says Misharastani Ne'enasti, why she has a migu? Because Misharastani Ne'enasti is not a nice taina. She posel atzmo lekehuna. She has a migu. If she would say Mukaseitz, she would not posel atzmo lekehuna. So this is the migu, she doesn't want to say it. So maybe there the Bori helps. By us, there's no real migu, because she's saying Lukasets. Yeah, but if she would say Misharastani and Nasti, even though it's a bad time, she will be Zeicher in the moment. Say that. This is a Shvacher migu. It's a Shvacher migu. It's a Shvacher migu. Here the migu is, it's a Besser Ataine. Here the migu is Giboit of the Chazoket. But Lemaise, how much you say these kind of terutzim? We can marich of them. The Gemara says that Betzir of Bori, Migu helps. Shvach, this is what the Shita says. Shvach and Migu helps a Bori. But again, our Gemara states, Aval hoche leke Migu. Hoche leke Migu. State leke Migu. The Gemara says, by us is no Migu. And the Ramban says it's a Migu. So I think the Pshat in the Gemara is Azei. What is a Migu? She said, Mishar Astani Ne'enasti. Why Mishar Astani Ne'enasti is belief? She could have said Mukasayt. And Mukasayt is believed because she could have said Mashar Stalin and Nasti. So, can you say? But it's a Migu al Migu. Migu al Migu doesn't work. Migu al Migu doesn't work. Believe me, I'll tell you this. I'm saying Mukasayt. Believe me why. If I'm a liar, I would say Mashar Stalin and Nasti. Mashar Stalin and Nasti, you know why I would be believed? Because I could have said Mukasayt. Oh, I'm a nut. What? The Torah says because Cheska Sagu. So the only tzad that you could say a migu by us, if you leave Mashar Astani Ne'enasti is believed, not because of migu. If Mashar Astani Ne'enasti needs to come to a migu, you can't believe me by migu that I could have said a migu. Migu de migu layamrina. So the only tzad of the Ramban that you could believe me by migu that I could have said Mashar Astani Ne'enasti is if you would go with the second teretz that the sugya before is without a migu. So we may have to read the Gemara in an andere nusach. If I would learn only the first Mishnah, I would think that why Mishar Astani Ne'enasti is believed? Because she has a Migu. After we have our Mishnah, we know that the Mishnah in Yudbeis is not working as a Migu. So we have the Migu here, and there it's without a Migu. Again, if I learn the Mishnah Yudbeis, a lady comes says Mishar Astani Ne'enasti. You could believe it because she has a Cheskes Aguf that it happened later, and you could believe it because of Migu. Two Pshatim in the Gemara. So, even so, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe it. But now the Mishnah says the second Mishnah, and I know in the second Mishnah that she's believed. Why she's believed in the second Mishnah? She could have said Mishar Astani Ne'enasti. If Mishar Astani Ne'enasti is only believed because of Migu, so she can be believed. Mukas Eitz, Migu to Mishar Astani Ne'enasti, the Mishar Astani Ne'enasti, Migu that could have said Mukas Eitz. So, Al Kochuch, like the Ramban himself says, that Mishar Astani Ne'enasti could be believed without a migu, mitzal hachazoke. So here we found in Rabban Gamliel that Bori helps without a migu. So from the second Mishnah, I have a limut that Rabban Gamliel holds that Bori v'shem or Bori odif without a migu. Again, from the second Mishnah I have a mokoyer, the first Mishnah that a lady comes and says Mishar Astani Ne'enasti, she's believed. The first Mishnah you base on mudbeis. Bori v'shemo, zog di gmori, even le mandom ala bori yod, if this lady has a migu, she could have said mukaseit, one reason. Another, it's a better taine, even if she loses, but it's a nicer taine. Or in a mean, maybe she's believed the tziruv chazoke. Even so, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her. Say she has a migu, he doesn't believe her, and say she has a chazoke, he doesn't believe her. Now comes the second Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel believes her, even in mukaseit. Why he believes her? Because she could have said Mishar Astani Ne'enasti. Now we have to think, why she could have said Mishar Astani Ne'enasti, she'll be believed. If Mishar Astani Ne'enasti is believed because of Migu, you can't believe me by Migu that I could have said something, I could have said it, I could have said that. And it's not Stam Migu to Migu, it's not Stam a bluff. I'll explain to you why. You want to believe me by Migu that I could have said Mukasayt, I'm saying Mukasayt, I could have said Mishar Astani. And why if I would say Mishar Astani, I would be honest? Because if I'm a liar, I would say Mukasayt. So I'm saying Mukasayt, I'm a liar. Again, you believe me that I'm saying Mukaseit, because if I'm a liar, I would say Mishar Astani. And why if I'm a liar, I would say Mishar Astani? Because Mishar Astani I believe, because if I'm a liar, I would say Mukaseit. So I'm a liar and I'm saying Mukaseit. And the Migu can't work. You believe me Mukaseit, because if I'm a Shakran, I would say Mishar Astani. And why if I'm a Shakran, why Mishar Astani I believe, I'm not a Shakran. If I would try to lie, I would say something nice, I would say Mukaseit. So I'm saying Mukaseit. In the middle of the same Mukaseit, the Mishar Astani doesn't have a right that it's an Emes Ataina. But if Mishar Astani is believed because it's Cheskes Aguf, so it's a Starker Ataina. So the Mele Kumtois, that from the second Mishnah, we have a raya now on the first Mishnah, that the first Mishnah is not only mitzad migu, the first Mishnah is mitzad ne'emanes if bari v'chazoki. And this is the Lashon HaRamban. She'ne'emanes le'ema misha'arastani ne'enasti, she'ne'emanes b'cheskes aguf. This is what the Ramban spoke out. Here is no migu, but she has a migu that she could have said misha'arastani ne'enasti. And why misha'arastani is believed? Because she has a cheskes aguf. So I'm saying, I'm asking that in Loshon HaGemore, it's a bit of a dread. Okay, this is the way the Gemara starts. If I would write this one, it's mitzad migu. Now that I have this one, I know that it's not mitzad migu. Just belong this. No, again, if the Mtana would write only the first mishnah, she has a migu. When a lady says misharastami ne'enasti, she's believed for two reasons: cheskas aguf and migu. And Rabbi Yeshua holds both reasons don't work. Rabbi Gamliel holds she's believed even when she says misharastami. Now misharastani, the Gemara says, doesn't have a migu. What do you mean doesn't have a migu? It has a migu. She could have said mukaseitz, and mukaseitz doesn't have a migu. We ask it's not true. The Ramban says she's believed in migu. The Ramban says she's believed in migu that she could have said misharastani if misharastani doesn't work mitzad migu. But if misharastani has to work mitzad migu, the migu the mukaseitz mukaseitz doesn't work.
Now we have both.
So we have one mishnah yud beis, one mishnah yud gimel. So we know both.
The second is Megala
in
the first, so there's no
Chiddush
Rabbi
Yeshua. But if I don't have this, if I write only the second one, I would not know Rabbi Yeshua's Chiddush in the first one. So maybe I need both. Give me an Eitzah, one second. Give me an Eitzah, you want to write one. What is the one that you want to write? You can write one. You may, the Mishnah writes both. Again, because I've written the first Mishnah. The first one is also Migu. She could have said Mukaseitz. And even so, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her. I want to explain, maybe I'll make it clear. When a lady comes into the basin and she says, Misharastani ne'anasti, she's believed for two reasons. Cheskes Aguf says that it happened later, and she looks honest. Because if she was a liar, she would say Mukaseit that she would not pass herself like Kehuda. So there's two reasons to believe her. Cheskes Aguf and Migu, the Gemara says both. Rabbi Yeshua is Cholek and both. Rabbi Yeshua is Cholek and both. He doesn't believe her. Now, she doesn't, this is the first Mishnah. Then she comes into the basin, Fakat, she says Mukaseit. Zog the Ramban, why to believe her now? Migu she doesn't have, because she said Mugaseitz. Zog the Ramban, no, she has a Migu, she could have said Misharastani. And then she will be Zeicha in the Momenes. Not because it's a nicer Taina, because she will be Zeicha in the Momenes. Now we're saying like this. If she's Zeicha mitzad HaChazoke, so it's a good Migu. If she would say Misharastani, she's believed, because Cheskes Aguf. So now she says Mugaseitz, you believe her. But if you would believe her with Misharastani, not because Cheskes Aguf, you would believe her only because Bitziruf Migu, Migu the Migu can't work. The Migu can't work. Migu the Migu can't work. The Migu can't work. Because she doesn't have a Migu. She doesn't have a Migu. What you'll say, she could have said Mukaseitz, she could have said Misharastani. Why should we believe? Because she could have said Mukaseitz. She said Mukaseitz. Maybe someone has a different plan than the Ramban. Adrabah, I'm saying, I heard Shamati that Yesh Oimrim that the Ramban had a different Girse, Punk Fakert. That the first Mishnah is Mitzad Chazoke, is no Migu, and the second Mishnah is Migu. Right. No, the Ramban has a kasha why she's believed here. Right, so then she doesn't have a migu. So then the Gemara is kipshuto. No, what? You bring a raya against the first girs. They said if the second tells of the Ramban, for sure the Gemara is kipshuto. You right? For the second tells of the Ramban, why she's believed here? Because she has a chazoke, not because she has a migu. So then for sure your girs in the Gemara like our girs regla. That in the first Mishnah has a migu, second Mishnah doesn't have a migu. Ain't a chenami. Now lefi teisves. Is the last thing Shalinu Levare. Lefi Teisves, Teisves and Lamedvav learns why she's never to say Mukaseitz Alibin Rabban Gamliel. No shaykhis to the sugi of Bori Veshema. Look, Teisves and Lamedvav, even in Achereshes, that she doesn't know how to taine, and she comes to the chasen and Pischa Pesuach, she gets a ksuve, because we taine for her Mukaseitz. Frank Teisves, if you have to come to Bori Veshema, you don't have a Bori Veshema here. She's a Achereshes. Zog Teisus and Nupshat and Rabban Gamliel, we mentioned yesterday. Why she's Neman? Stam Noshi Mukaseitz. Stam noshim mukaseitz. They have a chazaka that they're mukaseitz. Stam noshim mukaseitz. So shaila, how you read the Gemara? If I would know that Mishnah, she has a bori b'tzir of migu. As a bori b'tzir of migu. Masha'egin b'yos is no migu. But b'yos b'chlal is the under machleikis. It's not mitzad bori b'shemo. The lashon haGemara lefi Taisus is very shver. Very shver the lashon haGemara b'yos. Lefi Taisus, this Mishnah is bori b'shemo. This Mishnah is no shaychis to bori b'shemo. This Mishnah is stam noshim b'cheskes mukaseitz. So we choshe she's mukaseitz, even if she doesn't say it. Rabbi Yeshua has choylek, stam noshim lo yichivutem echva. So lashon haGemara is mokne. If tonika maise lo yidiach hakoyichet Rabbi Yeshua that bori b'shemo doesn't have b'tziruf migu. Tonika basraise, stam, not avon gavdelek in migu. Tonika basraise, that even if she doesn't time it. Maybe it does go for me in the Gemara. The fifth thesis, that the tenets of the Gemara was that Rabbi Gamliel Take, not like Bori Veshemo, not Mitzad Cheskes Aguf, and the Zach and Gatsen. The Chiddush of this Mishnah is that Mukas Eitz, Tam Noshim Mukas Eitz. So the Noshim of the Gemara is not so Gishmak. The Gemara says, Tanak HaMais, the Lidiach HaKuch Rabbi Yeshua, that Migu doesn't help to the Bori. Tanak Basrai said that even there is no Migu, why she's Nemon? Stam she's Nemon. Stam she's Nemon. Why she's Nemon? Kastam noshim mukaseitz. And loshim gemara is mashma. The chiddush is that the bori works even without a migu. The bori works even without a migu. That's the chiddush. I want to start to make a scholar. That's beetzem anayis sugya do. Okay, the shverkeit of the sugya is that this sugya comes after the friyadika sugya. Now we'll explain. This is the shverkeit in the Rishonim. But we're learning now a sugya ve'it echon nemo b'yisur. I'll give a smaller like dome. No shaykh is the bori b'shemo. No shaykh is the sofek suve. We're starting a sugya ve'it echon nemo b'yisur. Ha'isha was mezane, sofek if she's muter lekehune, or osur lekehune. This is the Mishnah. And Rabbi Gamliel believes her, and Rabbi Yeshua doesn't believe her. That's the Be'etzim the Sugya. And the Shverkeit is by the Rishonim, Salchura, this Rabban Gamliel, how does she get Shaychas to the Friedik Rabban Gamliel? Below the whole Sugya, Bori Veshemo, Lehoitzi, Lehachzik, Bori Toiv, Shemo Goruah, this was the whole Sugya that we were learning. Now we Be'etzim Matchil a new Sugya that Be'ikoro is no Shaychas to the Friedik Sugya. About it, the Tana brings it down, maybe some, Agab, so let me answer on the Mishnah. Ro'ua Bedaberes Simechot, ואמרו לו, אם הטיבו של איש זה, so we see the Gemara Machlekes, if Ra'u medaberes means, they saw a maise bie, or they saw only a yichud, and ain't a putropus le'arayes, and we assume that she did a bie. And she answers, איש פלויני וקוינו, רבי גמליאל ורבי לזר אומר מאמנס, רבי ישוע אומר למפי אונו חי, אלא הרי זה בחזקס באולו לנוסים ולממזר, עד שטוב יראי לדבורר. הויסו מעוברס, here we know for sure that she was already, she was boiled. We see the beer, we see the vlad. ואמרו למטיבו של אובר זה מישפלני וקוינו. רבי גמליאל ורבי לזר אומר מאמנס, רבי ישוע אומר למפיו אנו חיים, אלא הרי זה בחזקס מעוברס לנוסים ולממזר, עד שטוב יראה לדבורר. ראו מדברס בפנוי ומשום חשש פסולים לנוסים ולממזר, וכיוון שניבלו לפוסול פוסול מן הכהונו. מאמנס וקשרו לכהונו, ולמספקים לה בניבלו לפוסול. So before we start, maybe start with Oris Bepshat. Ra'u medaberes imecho, ve'omru lo mativo shel ish ze. And she answers, ish ploini koye. So let me ask, we're speaking by Anna Pnuyo, before she's a ishes ish, before she gets married, she's a Pnuyo. Now, the halacha is like this. If the pnuya is mezaneh, stam with a kosher Yisrael, while she's not a ishes ish, she does it before the chasimah, so she doesn't become osur lekehuna. The halacha is, ishes Yisrael, a pnuya, Yisraelis, kol zman she's not married, even if she's mezaneh, she doesn't become osur lekehuna. You only become osur lekehuna in one, two of the chetimtzes. If you mezane tachas bailo, then even if she does it with a kosher yid, she becomes posul lekehuna. Or, if she does it before the chasene, but she's nival le'echod min apsulim, to one of the arayas, other to le'nosin ve'le'mamzer, she's nival to one of the psulim, other to le'nosin ve'le'mamzer, she becomes osur le'kehuna. So this isha was a pnuya, she was not bichlal isha sish, and we saw that she's nistero, nivalo, she's mu'beres, and our suffix is, from who she did it? If she did it from a kosher Israel, so she's kosher le'kehuna. If she did it with a nothing with a mamzer, so she's pasul lekehuna. So the nice of an our Mishnah is, she's mutar lekehuna or she's asur lekehuna. Now the Isha answers, ish ploy nikoye. The one that I was mezana is, ish ploy nikoye. Fregen the Rishonim, why she has to answer, ish ploy nikoye? She has to answer, Israel kosher. Why she has to do it with ish ploy nikoye? What are the shaykhs to Ishplay Nikoyen? She says, I was nival le kosher, the man, I'm not posul le kehuna. So Rashi in Yudbeis and Mudbeis, shtals on it, v'teich advorim, look in Rashi, Yudbeis and Mudbeis, like the 10th line, v'koyenu, keloimar meyuchesu. Not einechinami, she didn't mean that she's a koyen. As I shteido in Tesis read, koyenu, pirush meyuches, v'lo koyen mamesh. Now Tesis read adds a couple words by us. She'ein on the menes lehachzika ubor becheskas koyen, elo becheskas koysha. Zog the Tesis read, and as they read when the Shita say in Amud Beis, even if she says taki koyen, the baby will not be a koyen. She's not nemon medina dechod to make the baby to a koyen. We want to passel her misofik zayin or the edus or the bari b'sheva. We see in a second what she is helps. That she's miming herself back in Cheskoso, she was Becheskas Yisrael Ksheiro. We don't know what happened to this Maisa Bia. So the Bori, or the Eidecho, the Neemonis that she has, is to Arainzetz her, that she's weiter kosher lekehuna, she's weiter okay. But not more than that. Not to say that the Vlad is a Koye. As a Shitas Yechidoe, the Shitas Arao in Amud Beis, that the Mishnah says, Ishploi Nikoyenu, she's Neemon to say that the Vlad is a Koye. But this is not the Pashtus. Rashi is coming to be Madgish, Yudbeis and Mudbeis, that Tesis read, she's not Nemo to say Koyen. And we'll have to explain that the Nafkimina will be very stark. That Mitzad Echot, the Nemo, that when she says that she's a kosher, it works with her Cheskas Kashas. Later we'll see how the Tzirufim work. She has a Cheskas Kashas, she's Becheskas Ksheiro, we have a Pgam, we don't know what happened, the Bori, the Chazok, the Eidechot, say that she's kosher. But to make the kid to be a Koyen, Mechet Eisa. The Ra'ol learns now, Lefi Rabban Gamliel, she's even named to say that. We'll explain it in a second. As another dikduk, the Shita Mekubetzes and Medayek, why she has to say Ish Ploini? They asked him who it was, a kosher Yid. Why she says Ish Ploini? The Shita says a Chidush. If she doesn't mention the name and she doesn't tell us the name, we say she's posel. Why? She thinks it's kosher, maybe she doesn't know. As I said, the Shita. What? No, no, again. She doesn't know. She doesn't know. Okay, we have to know. In Rambam, is Mefurish Nishtazay. In the Rambam, is Mefurish both things Nishtazay. The Rambam says like this. She says, Oimrim loy maitivoy shel ze oimeres. Lekosher nivaldi Israel. First, he raised the Gemara Koyen, because he learned that Koyen is lav dafke, is Yichus. And the Rambam says, Oy meres lekosher nivalti. The Rambam was Meshane Loshon HaMishneh. Again, the Vayil, I'm not saying yet, if in the Lomdes, we learn the Sugi, Abin Afkemine, the way the Rishonim in the Shita Mekubetzes, I think the Shita brings down B'Shem HaRivosh. It's HaRivosh. The Rivosh learned that she has to say the name. She doesn't say the name, it actually doesn't help. You have to say how it stips. Now, Lom Ha'ib Tzachon, the Avon HaSam Mishneh. It's two akdomas that we have to know here in the Mishnah. And I want to go keseda. The first akdoma is Machlekes in Rabbi Seinu Achroinim. We'll have to see how the Rishonim learned. It's Mashmoes Tzubeda Zach. The Shov Shmaise and Shmaise Dalet Perik Chov Dalet. The Shmaise says like this. There's no Musar if Bori V'Shemo in Yisuri. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not say Yedecho Nemo B'Yisuri. Would be a musig of Bori B'Shemo? You could eat by me. Bori, it's, the food is good. Lo Yitzur is no parsha midechot neman b'isuri. We'll take a goy. Let me say a goy is not neman b'isani dechot. But he's a bori. Chushin mishpat, a goy says it's his. Bori, a goy comes over to you. Bori that you owe him money, and you're a shema. Beis him a paskin, bori v'shema bori yodi. But b'idechot neman b'isuri, a person will say 100 times bori, if he does, a moshul, a kot. So now I'm a bori al-idei kot. It's also a bori, yeah? A little kid says, bori net that you owe me money. Shema v'kot is nishkin shema, because he doesn't have to know. But the kid says, you owe me money, and you're not sure, bori v'shema bori yodi. Aber ich denke, wenn man bei Isurim, ein Kind ist gar nicht. Sag dich auf Schmeißen, Reb Shimon Shkop, our Sugye is mitzad Eidecho Nemon bei Isurim. No Scheich ist der Sugye Bori Veshema. Sag dich auf Schmeißen, you will ask me a Kashe, how Eidecho is Nemon bei Isurim, we know that, in the Moshe, Dovah Shebe Erva, you have to have two. And there's a lot of Rishonim that hold, to make a isha zoyna v'chalolo, it's like dovo shebe'erve. You want to say that she was mezana, it's called dovo shebe'erve. If it's called dovo shebe'erve, so how you be nemon mitzal edecho? You will have to have shtay. Zog de shav shmaise, first, most rishonim hold nishta zay. And even if the rishonim that hold, that to make a isha psula lekehuno, you have to have two, is only to make her psula lekehuno. But to say that she's not a psula lekehuno, you don't have to have two. It's like a famous Truma Sadeshen, that Eidechot, to say Isha the Niskacho, you have to have two Eidim. But if the Eidechot says that the ring never reached the finger, it's not called Dovah Shebe'erve, because he says that it never happened. To say that she was never Pasul Lekehune, it's not called the Dovah Shebe'erve. Again, but Be'etzem, talk to her again. The Eidu says that she's not Pasul. To Machshir Isha Lekehune, it's not Dovah Shebe'erve. Dovah Shebe'erve is to asura isha lekuuno, it's dovah shebe'erve, zog d'shav shmaise. To be matira isha, it's not. Rab Kiveger goes so wide that it's idecho nemon b'isurim, till Rab Kiveger in Amud Beis, frek takashe. The Gemara will say in Amud Beis, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see tomorrow, that you nemon, afilu b'mokim sheroif psulim. Even in a city that is roif psulim, Rabban Gamliel believes the idecho, believes the isha. Ta'ayinu, she was nivol, and the Gemara says in the Sodeh, that is Roy Psulim, and she says, Lekosher Nivalti, she's Nemon. So, Rav Kiva Eger, Eidechot is not Nemon neged Roiv. Ta'ayinu, Rav Kiva Eger goes, it's a sugya for Eidechot, Rav Kiva Eger. Rav Kiva Eger is an Amud Beis. It was not sad to him that our sugya is a Bori B'Shemon and Keshaychus. Rav Kiva Eger didn't have a sad that our sugya is not a sugya of Bori B'Shemon. Eidechot. Our sugya is a sugya of Eidechot. The Ne'emonis is the Ne'emonis of Eidecho. Fred Rav Kiva Eger, it's the Ne'emonis of Eidecho. Now, the mocker for Rav Kiva Eger that it's Eidecho, the mocker that it's the Ne'emonis of Eidus, is the Gemara Amud Beis. The Gemara Amud Beis says, Zu Eidus Sho'isho Ksheirolo. Zu Eidus Sho'isho Ksheirolo. Zu Eidus Sho'isho Ksheirolo. So the Gemara calls it Eidus. So this is one way to learn the sugya. The Beis Yankiv, the Nesivis by us also says like that. That's mitzad Eidechot. So it's Be'etzem Nesivis, Shmaise, Rav Kiva Eger, Rav Shimon, and the Diuk and Merkozi is the Loshon HaGemara Amud Beis. Zu Eidus Sho'isho Ne'emenes Lo. Le'umas them, the Shmaise and Shmaise Beis, Perik Yud Zayin, the Shmaise wants to learn our sugya, not mitzad Eidechot Ne'emon Beis Suri. Our sugi is mitzav, bori v'shema, bori yodif. No shaykhis, to idecho nemon b'yisuri. The lotus of the sugi is, mitzav, bori v'shema, bori yodif. What is the rayas? Zog b'shmaise, look inside, look, open up your dalet a second, and the gemore. The gemore says, gemore has the kashid open, the gemore says, hoch eshema d'rabi Yeshua. לרבון גמליאל עולים ליבורי. הל בדיוק. לוק אין רשי דיבור המסריל הוכה. גבי אלמון אסיסו כהיכל לדידן מספקלון ולקה למימר בו בורי ושמו בורי עודיף. רשי says the longest of the memories of our Mishnah is בורי ושמו בורי עודיף. מלא פרק רשי דיו את השמו ושמו את הבורי ובורי אבל the memories of the Mishnah is בורי ושמו בורי עודיף. The biggest riot to that is the Gemara that you'd base and would base, the sugya we learned before. The Gemara says, Halocha ki Rabban Gamliel, af bo rishoino. The Gemara is medame, the machlekes is Rabban Gamliel, and our Mishneh, to the Mishneh that Yud Beis and Mud Beis. So Amar Rabbi Mashmua, Rabban Gamliel, Aul Apa Rishoino. My Apa Rishoino, Apa Gav the Ike Le Meimar Uki Momoine Bechizkos, eh? Amar Rabban Gamliel Bori Yodif. What are the Tzushtot Bichlal? Shmua Zol Alohik Rabban Gamliel, sign Yud Gimel, sign Yud Beis. Frank the Gemara, why you need to say it twice? The Gemara, no, before it was only Yisurim, here it's Momenes. Stam, here's Eid Echod, here's Bori the Shemo. It's two different machleikasim. Is a reinsetz klor in the Gemore that is the Zelbe machleikas. That is the Zelbe machleikas. The Torah says, Bori the Shemo. And so weit, Tesis and Yudale the Mudbeis, and the Bura Maschir Keman, we'll have to see the Dvorim Keseida. Tesis as a stira la aloche. We pass in la aloche, ki Rabban Gamliel. And we pass in la aloche, ki Rabban Gamliel. We pass in Bori Veshem Olah Bori Odif. Doesn't stim. La aloche doesn't stim. We pass in Bori Veshem Olah Bori Odif. And we pass in la Rabban Gamliel. Shaychas. Das ist Dechot. Das ist Bori Veshem Olah. Zog de Shov Shmaise, Hadovor Boru, Or Sugye, is a Sugye Bori Veshem Olah. Ah, Yavada, it doesn't make sense. Bori Veshem Olah in Yisurin. We never heard Bori Veshem Olah b'Yisurin. So this, but this is one akdome. So again, Rav Kiva Eiger and the Shmaiser, Shmaiser Dalet, and the Bisyanke was poshut to him that our sugya is a sugya veidecho lemon b'Yisurim, no shaykhis to the loveness of Bori Veshem Olah b'Yisurin. And the Umas, the Shmaiser, Shmaiser Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, and he brings a lot of Shein Arayas, Mashmois Yud Beis Amud Beis, Mashmois Yud Dalet, Tezis Yud Dalet, that we medamed in both sugyas to each other. I want to go to the second akdome in the sugya. One more akdome before we start the sugya. They asked her, "Matuva shel ubor ze yimu beres? You kosher lekihuna, you posul lekihuna." So she says, "I'm kosher lekihuna." She says, "I'm kosher lekihuna." Right? Kosher lekihuna. Why she needs to be believed? So I want to be mazik. They say that dvorim is tesis and nafa in heyom utbeis. But we'll say it b'ktzor. Tesis says like this: Legabi doiraise, as no our sugya doesn't exist. Zok tesis. It's no machlekes Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua that when a person has a cheskas kashres, we go basar chazoke and mikveh. You mesupik if the mikveh is choser or not, we go basar chazoke. We have a chazoke, we go basar chazoke. Lo yishomanu that is a shayla. Bekol hashas, Rabbi Yeshua is not cholik in cheskas aguf. So avad is zog the tasteless, or sugye midoi raise, the vlad is kosher. Midoi raise, the mame is kosher. Midoi raise, we have a cheskas aguf, she's becheskas kashras. Aleph. Zog tesis in a mudbeis by us. And even the mokim that is roi psulim, ay rube vechazoke rube odif. Zog tesis in a mudbeis, is a chazoke boidekes umezano. Isho, chazoke boidekes umezano. Is a chazoke that the isho will not let herself to be mezano to a posul, she wants to stay kosher. Zok Tesis and Amud Beis, it breaks the Roi Psulim, and it blives the Sofek, and you go Basar Chazoke. So Zok Tesis, B'meilet, Avade un Avade, Midoi Raise, this Isha is kosher, and we don't need to learn our Sugya. And I've listened, this is a big Yesoid, all of the Tesisim, by us, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, Agibot of them, that Midoi Raise, we don't start to learn this Mishnah Bichlal. Midoi Raise, Sayin Rabban Gamliel, Sayin Rabbi Yeshua, and I'll say more from that. Even if she's a shemo, she's ilemes. She can't talk. Midoi raise, she's kosher. Now we have a shoito. We don't have, we have to know if we have bodekis mezana or not. And we found that she's muberes. Now the kohen wants to marry her. She's no bori. The Torah says, cheskes kashrus, midoi raise, she's kshero. As if you call it a rikulo, we say mechel chazoke. What is the sugi by us? Zok teisis anayin heya mudbeis. Maile osu beyuchsi. That's the thesis. Maile osu beyuchsi. Says the Maschil Sofek Tomer. Vehod lo yozen Rabbi Yeshua basa chazok ed gufa b'ro'u medaberes umuberes. The last line, ayin hei umudbei, is the Teitim Maschil Sofek. Mishum de maile osu biyuchsi. Tzatakone de rabono. Tzatakone de rabono. Zog the Shita, what is the gather of Maila also be Yuchsin? What is the gather of Maila also be Yuchsin? Chazal mein Maila also be Yuchsin. Mit der Reise we have a Cheskes Aguf, and mit der Rabbonon, Maila also be Yuchsin. What is this Maila also be Yuchsin mit der Rabbonon? So here we have a Machlik. The Shita Mekubetzes in Ayin Hei, and the Shita Mekubetzes by us said, Chazal said, it has the gather of a moitzi mechaver ol avaray. For yuchsin, we say a moitzi mechaver ol avaray. For yuchsin, we say a moitzi mechaver ol avaray. This is the gather. This is the shita. The gather is, in yuchsin, we look at it like a moitzi mechaver ol avaray. The losh rashita mekubetzes. Osu kmoi momen. Vekmoi shebemomen a moitzi mechaver ol avaray. Gam kan omru, you want to get married? I'm waiting to have all of a ray. And b'meile, zog the shite, it goes with the gdorim of Bori b'shemo. Val it's a geller, if I'm waiting to have all of a ray, it turns over to be now Bori b'shemo can help. Dehaino. When we will have a shayle of Dei Raisa, we have to take care of it b'hilchis Eidus. When we finish the Dei Raisa, and Eidus will help. Eidus will help. And Rabbi Yeshua cannot be choylek on Eidus. Rabbi Yeshua cannot be choylek on Eidus. But now we speak of the Gabi to the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon is a moitzi mechaver el avaray. I want to explain. And like in a moitzi mechaver el avaray, and momenes eidechot is not relevant, it's garnished. Momenes eidechot is garnished. Other two eidim, so we tell you how to chay. In the Raisa you came with the Rabbonon, other Bori B'Shemo, other two eidim. Eidechot le'mala ve'le'moiri. Le'mala ve'le'moiri. This is the way to learn the sugi. Again, the raisa, it's okay, it's mailo also be yuchsin. Lefi, the ozim ahalach, lefi rab kiva eger, midoi raisa, it's okay, aber midoi rabonon, mailo also be yuchsin, they want a idechot. They want a idechot. And now for sure we'll have to know why lefi rab yeshua, the idechot doesn't help. Now, if the sugi is bori v'shemo, he holds bori v'shemo, bori odif, he holds bori lav odif. So let me make a sikum b'ktzora that like this we can start the sugi. We have in the Emunas and our Mishnah is two drochim and Rabbi Seinu that when we learn in Duch the sugi we have to try to find from the Rishonim Reichs. Rab Kiva Eger, Beis Yankev, Shmaisek, Doi Lo'ilom, that is no shaykhes to Bori B'Shem and Nisurim, Siklap Tzachnish B'chlal. You have different diyukim, very shver. It's Eidechot. And why you need the Eidechot? Mayna also be Yuchsi. Now, what is the gather? Why Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's not enough? And Rabbi Gamliel holds that the Eidechot is enough. We have to uptouch exactly where is the Nekuda Samachleikis. He holds it's enough, he holds it's not enough. And the Ozef Veg is, Avad Bori B'Shemo V'Kol HaTirikula and Isurim is Golish Mit Nish. Avad you have to come to Eidus. No, here the Teretz is Midai Raisa, it's good anyways. No, Mayla also be Yuchsin. What is the Geder? As if it's a Asmomen. He was vital, the Nun Machleikis, Bori B'Shemo, Bori Odif, or Bori B'Shemo, Lav Bori Odif. Let's Hashem tomorrow, we'll start the Gemara. What?